agreement with the Taliban and a reduction of violence in Afghanistan, the waiting begins. A critical question that needs to be answered, the timing of direct discussions between the insurgents and the Afghan government, which is part of the agreement. VOA correspondent Ardita Dunalari on what could lie ahead.
If both sides succeed in reducing violence, there will soon follow broad negotiations to set the roadmap for the country's political future. Afghan officials welcomed the negotiated proposal.
There is hope. We can't say everything is going to be solved. The level of war and violence must decrease to pave the way for a comprehensive ceasefire, intra-Afghan talks, and peace among Afghans.
Even if both sides can dramatically reduce violence, many Afghans remain concerned about sustaining hard-earned successes after the U.S. withdrawal. Ardita Dunalari, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper at the Munich meeting today said he was optimistic about the limited agreement with the Taliban.
We have on the table right now a reduction in violence proposal that was negotiated between our ambassador and the Taliban. It looks very promising.
A major theme at the Munich meeting is the need for transatlantic unity. It seems a response to another theme, America First, so often heard from U.S. President Donald Trump. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg.
NATO is the ultimate expression of the West. Europe and North America united in our vision of free and open societies and in our commitment to protect and defend one another.
To stay up to date on all the news, you can always go online to our website, voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. Officials in Beijing say everyone returning to the city from other parts of China must self-quarantine for 14 days.